If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Laura Mora.
And I'm Danny Lay.
Hey, Danny Lay, we've only ever had you on Lip Service on Zoom.
Right.
So now you're here in person.
I know.
You got the EP out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're ready to have a good time with you. And I like the fact that we're celebrating you. So cheers to that.
Cheers to that. Yes. The reposado.
The reposado.
Mm-hmm. On deck.
Where's Valora? At home?
Yeah, she's home.
Okay, good. So this is fine.
This is fine. Okay. I mean, my baby, you know, she good. She her mama turn up. She knows what's up. Yeah, I
love that. Just had to make sure.
Yeah, no, she's great. She's good.
We, of course, love your album because I think we all can relate to some of the topics on there. Yeah. And I was talking about good songs to get through a breakup. Because you know how there's those certain songs that you listen to and you going through it and you like, man.
Right.
So before you walked in here, I was like, what song do I listen to when I'm going through a breakup? And Stephanie, you had a good one.
Yeah. Oh, mine was Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know. And okay. I pulled up the lyrics and I was like, you know what? I'm going to save this for when we start recording because it's such a good lyric. She said, because the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide.
Was that your singing or?
I don't know. I'm sure it was. And then I remembered. So it was half reading, half singing. I'm sorry. Okay.
That's good. We love it with a rhythm reading.
That's a bar though.
And Taylor Swift, I think she makes really good ones.
Yeah.
Like, we are never, ever, ever getting back together.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That was a good one, sir.
And Burn, I think, by Usher.
Yes, yeah.
That's like the ultimate, favorite. But that's like a really sad one.
It is.
Mine is Ariana Grande, Thank You Next.
Ooh, you know what's a good one? Chris Brown, It's Never the Right Time to Say Goodbye.
I don't want to sing that again.
My favorite breakup song is Irreplaceable.
Yes.
I was thinking that too.
That is a breakup song.
That definitely is.
Everything
you own. That's good if you... if it's like your place and all of that,
right?
Like, take your shit and get out.
Right.
Yeah. Like, leave it in a box to the left.
Who's leaving?
Right. But yeah, so I think those are some of the best songs. And I was saying, like, even with Toni Braxton, her album, and I think Amy Winehouse, she has some great breakup songs too.
Yes, she does.
Yes. But anyway, all that to say, yours is up there.
It is.
Right.
It is. It's all, you know, sad songs, but then it gets a little happier at the end where I'm like more in my bag, you know? But definitely has them moments in there where you feel it. So
And that is the one feeling we all have, like, wait till I get my due for real, my next one. And yeah. then you got to see us out here having fun, dancing together.
Right. Because we know we bad, like, missing out for real.
But like I said, that's why you have to have your reserves.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Oh, you think every woman has reserves?
I mean, my... So, you guys had a guess, Bugatti. He gonna kill me with this one. So maybe he, you know what? Maybe he kind of right a little.
Boo logic. He also feels like though that he can't have woman friends.
I choose not to.
You choose not to have platonic.
And I can't say can't. And I respect the guys who do.
Yeah. I feel like I have guy friends that wouldn't sleep with me.
You That's don't. A lie. You don't.
They lie.
You don't. You really don't. You don't.
No, I think I do.
Yeah, no, you don't. I definitely feel like I do.
Because they're either married or involved with somebody that I'm friends with, or
that's still none of that matters.
We just don't see
listen.
Or we just don't see it for each other. That's what going on like that. But we just don't see it for each other.
I'm not happy to sit and I'm like, I'm not never saying that on no, like, I'm just being honest with myself.
Okay, I'm agree with you 10% because I'm not gonna lie. I do keep some friends on reserve that I'm interested in and I think they're cute. So, you know, we're gonna be cool, platonic friends. But as soon as my dude at the moment, if I had one, breaks up or do something crazy, instead of me sitting there crying and sobbing, I already got a chemistry with this guy. So I'm gonna talk to him to forget about him or to not think about him. You know, right. That's the best God way to get over somebody.
Plan.
God bless you. That sounds good. I'm not going to lie. Every time I go through a breakup, I regret not keeping reserves.
Right. Yeah. It's that like, dick in the glass.
Exactly. 6 months ago.
My little Rolodex. Okay.
Yeah. You just break this glass.
Next.
You
need it. Right.
Yeah. What about you, Gigi's? Like, no.
Well, no. It's just that it's hard to be friends and keep it on that friend level and then switch, because then you would never go back to being friends again. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like if you have that guy, there's always the dick in the glass, the emergency breaking case, right? But that's not somebody that I would have around as a homie, because I want my homies to stay my homies. If it's a situation where as though I might trip and slip on your dick, then we know that from the beginning. Right. I'm not going to act like you just a homie and then because I like you now. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I am with it.
I have a couple that's that. I'm saying not all my male friends, but I do have one of
getting a train ran on me when I break up.
And I'm like, right now, of course, if I'm in a relationship, it's like, well, I'm in a relationship. So right now, I can't.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe once, in the future, if something.
I feel like I don't even have friends when I'm in a relationship. Guy friends.
Yeah, because you would have
got it. I feel like once I put somebody in the homie category, that's it. You're probably going to be there forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you don't have guy friends when you're in a relationship?
I mean, it just depends. I really don't even have that much friends. I'm not even going to front. I feel like anybody that's around me is like working. Mm-hmm. Like I have certain people that are like longtime friends, but I barely feel like I see them sometimes because I live in a different place now. So I've kind of moved away from everybody. But also I just, you know, I'm just always busy. So it's just like, I don't know.
So who do you talk to when you're like going through it?
I have, you know, certain people. Yeah. I got like my cousin that I'm really close with that I trust.
Family.
Yeah. Just like, you know, that one friend or something. But yeah.
Your cousin, like male or female? Like,
she's
do you have a guy that you can talk to that can give you a guy's perspective? Because you know what I'm saying?
Right. I do. My boy Jackson, he's like my brother. I talk to him. He's very wise.
Okay, see, you do have a
yeah, but we've never like.
No, it's a friend. Yeah, it's
I'm not saying you're beyond it. No, I know. Going back to what I was saying, you wouldn't want to mess up that friendship. And we all know that when you trip that line and you have sex, it's never the same again when it comes to friendship.
Right, I can never.
Time, you don't have anybody you're cool with that you might have slept with before?
That I'm still cool with.
That you're cool with, but maybe it never was nothing.
I can't do it. Even exes, like, I do not talk to none of my exes. I'm not cool with nobody.
I be trying to be cool with guys that I slept with. We like,
but they don't want to keep it. It'll never be. It's like once you slip up and have sex.
Yeah. After like one shot, they looking at me across
like
the table.
Like, what we doing?
No, bro.
Right.
I feel like I have a couple of friends who I slept with when I was younger.
Yeah.
That I like and never did it again after that.
Yeah.
And like with my exes, we're not friends, but we're okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I see
you. Yeah, there's no beef. If I see you, it's what's up.
It's just that you're so cool, you don't notice their twinkly eyes towards you. They probably never went away. Promise.
What if you were dating somebody and a guy tells you, as soon as he fuck up, I'm right here. Exactly. Can you still be friends with him?
You know those.
Yeah,
there's, somebody said that to me recently.
Yeah, that's there. We got the like, options.
Somebody
yeah.
definitely said that to me recently.
Okay. And then what'd you say?
Because I'm like, I'm so happy in my relationship, and they're like, okay, so now I got to figure out how to take the riff from him. And I'm like, damn, I never said I wouldn't believe.
I
got to
figure out how to make you unhappy.
I never said I wouldn't believe. I'm happy where I'm at.
It's like I say, they always want you when you're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Danny Lay, we're going to do a little bit of fill in the blank with you.
Okay.
All right. So, you just say the first thing that comes to your mind, okay?
Okay.
The best part about sex with me is?
My passion.
Yes. Are you, so, you're loud, you're experimental.
Yeah. If I'm never going to fake nothing. It's going to be, you know, authentic and, yeah, passionate. I like to make love. Like, I'm a lover.
So, you talk shit, too?
Yeah, I talk shit.
Like, what's talking shit?
You probably
like,
shit talking Spanish, huh?
No.
You don't?
Not really. No, not really. You
do
know.
You speak fluent Spanish?
I do, here okay. and there. But it's like, I feel like I almost got to be talking to Spanish people to really just start talking Spanish. Okay. Yeah. You know
I
what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I speak English.
Yeah, I just
for the most part.
You know, so what do you mean by talking shit? Like what?
Angie.
Oh
my
with
god!
That big dick in me, daddy.
You know, just like how you, what you want, like you know, just they, you know, they like it when you speak, like you know, they always want you to speak. I feel like
you're not gonna give us
yourself.
Nothing.
You want me to just
express
be like,
yourself in the moment.
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing you ever said? Give us one.
I don't know.
Anything you ever regretted? Like I just was saying that.
Did you ever say I love you during sex and didn't mean it?
I said I love you and didn't mean it.
Didn't mean it. Yeah,
she probably do love him. She all passionate.
Like after the fact, like you love like, the sex at the moment, so you said I love you, but then after the fact, you like damn. Why
yeah, I think it's almost like you. Like I've said I love you and didn't almost feel it. Like, but I know I love the person, but it's like I just said it and it wasn't really like, you know when you have those I love you sex moments and it's very like
I
mean. Touching.
You gotta say I got love for you instead.
I got love for you.
Imagine.
I got love for you, baby.
I could love the dick and not love him.
Right.
That's what I meant.
That's so what you say then, right?
Because yeah, God's like, yeah, God, I love this dick.
Yeah.
They love that. That's
a good response if a guy says, I love you, be like, I love this dick.
Yeah. This is my dick.
But sometimes you say some shit you don't. What? I love this dick?
Yeah.
That what?
I love this dick. I think that's one of my go tos.
Right. Or like, whose dick is this?
Whose dick is this?
What if he's like, we got one.
You better say yours.
I've been so into it and the sex has been so good and it's been one of those sex where it's like, you know, when you tipsy and the vibe is just right, you've been having chemistry for that person. And one thing I regret was, oh, daddy, okay, yeah, go ahead, put in my ass. And the moment he went there, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I was just talking.
Let's not do that.
Yeah. I'm just talking shit. He was like,
why would you say
you did that on purpose? Right. I was like, I mean, I was like, damn, go ahead. But then
so
it was like,
what did you do? Did you like keep going? Like, just
no,
let him
girl, the
it?
Moment it touched or back there like, and I'm good.
Nah, yeah, what geez. Happens is you
it's like you squirmed up.
Right?
I'm yeah, like, I'm not ready. Ready.
I'm not ready.
Where are you running to? Right. Away from the dick.
You gotta be ready, girl. You know you gotta be ready for the anal.
And sometimes, in the heat of the moment, you might say some shit you don't really mean.
Yeah,
like you'd be like, come all over my face. And then you like really don't.
You're like, no,
I always mean that.
And then if he does it, you like, when I say that.
No.
Plus, I always feel like, you know, he's not going to really want to pull out and do that.
Yeah.
Because if you tell a guy to do that, normally.
Angela's thinking he's going to explode just here and now, right there. It's over.
Right. And sometimes you say things because you want it to be over, too.
Yeah. Wait, so if they have a condom and they're going to do that, what do they do? Pull out, take like,
take
a condom
it off.
And come?
Yeah, you're going to come for me right now.
Yeah,
like,
you want
that condom. You're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you might take a, like a lick there and then.
That's funny.
Just me. If that should be going on too long, you'd be like, you know what to say to make a guy come fast.
Yeah, you know.
I can't wait to have that sex and make me feel like come in my face, baby.
Yeah, it's never happened.
And then it's like, you try it, you be like,
it's never happened.
All right, what about you, ladies? Gigi, finish the sentence. The best part about sex with me is what?
The best part about sex with me is that I love it. I love sex. I'm going to enjoy, even if the sex isn't that good that he's giving me, I'm going to enjoy the act of being in the moment of having sex because I love sex. So the best part of sex with me is sex.
Damn, when sex isn't that good, I don't love it.
I'm not going to waste my, listen, I learned a long time ago not to waste my sex on boring or sex that's not so good. You have to make yourself enjoy you gotta it. Make you know it, what I'm saying? Like, you got to just
masturbate.
You got to know your body and know what to do in the moment to make it enjoyable for yourself. Or if not, then you're just wasting your pussy and you can't get it back.
Yeah, because sometimes if it's not good, I have an attitude. Girl, like, if I'm like,
just over it. Like, all right. You ready
to go? Because it's not always good. Like, you could be with somebody and have an off day.
You got to find that silver lining around that dark cloud and make it a good time for yourself.
Like, how?
It depends on what's happening.
Like, give me an example, Gigi. What do you we need help.
So, okay. So, say, for instance, if he's giving me oral and he's not doing the best job, I'm going to either coach him through it or maneuver myself so that it's making it work for me. You know what I'm saying?
Like, Coach Gigi.
Yeah. You got to just make it work.
Yeah.
And as you grow and get older and learn your body, you know what you like and what you don't like. And then when you get something that you don't like, you got to know how to maneuver around that to make it enjoyable. So,
it's like a job.
It's
like,
the hell yeah, blow job.
What about you, Steph? The best part of sex with you is what?
It's the gushiness, the water.
The squash.
The squash.
The macaroni and cheese.
I'd be like, whoa. Why is it? Oh, it tastes so nice. Why it tastes like nothing?
It tastes like nothing. What about you, Laura?
I was going to say that, yeah, like, I think when
that's
I get
their
wet,
favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, part. Like, I'm super wet and my shit is nice and
bad. I got that one.
You know, I got that wine.
Okay. Yeah. But it's annoying. You know, it's not my favorite part of sex, but I think that's the guy's favorite. Like, I feel like guys just like to feel like they're with a really clean girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Facts, yeah.
Yeah, and that is like a sign, like, wow, she's so healthy.
She's so healthy. I can tell you eat your vegetables, mom.
I can tell you drink water.
Once they finish.
You eat salad, don't you?
You know how dogs, when they have sex, like when they come, they stay in there a lot.
Oh my God.
Like, they don't be wanting to come out. I'm like, bro, aren't you done?
Oh my God.
Get out of there. I'm going to get stuck. Get out.
All right, Danny Lay, fill in the blank on this one. You can tell a lot about a man by the way he treats his
mommy.
Hello.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Of course. Yeah.
That's a great answer.
Mm-hmm. You said that's what everybody says, your mom?
Yeah.
I say all the women in your family.
That part too. That's what I'm
saying. Because, you know, some men could have moms was terrible growing up and things like that. And they probably, it's just I watch how you treat your female friends, your family.
I like to watch how you treat people who can't really do anything for you too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And even like if you go out to eat, how do you treat like the wait staff and all of that?
Right, that's true. Yeah.
And this isn't for all guys, but how they treat their kids.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I think that's really important.
Or if he tells you he has kids. Have you ever had dated somebody who had kids and didn't tell you?
You know?
Yes. No.
That's happened to me twice.
Oh my God. How many kids did they have?
Both of them only have one.
Okay. Yeah, at least it wasn't like a whole family.
But still, because I feel like you can't be dating somebody for an extended period of time and they never mention the fact that they have a child.
That's weird.
You didn't ask in the beginning?
I didn't think to. Yeah. You know, like,
even that's something that you actually mentioned.
Yeah, that's true.
This is before social media.
I was going to say, you didn't see him on their page or nothing?
Yeah. This guy told me that his sister was having a baby and all along it was his baby mother.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
So he was
pregnant. No, it was his baby mother. Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what? This guy that I was dating, he had a kid and his baby mom was pregnant and he did not tell me she was pregnant by him.
Oh, he said she was pregnant.
He said that she was having a baby by somebody else. Guys tell the craziest lies.
I hate lies. Why do you don't lie?
They lie because they're scared to tell the truth.
Right. They're not planning ahead.
Like, are you planning just to deal with me just for a moment? Because I'm going to find out.
Pretty much.
Like, what's the craziest lie somebody ever told you that you caught them?
Girl.
They were single.
Yeah.
Guys lie about that all the time. And it's so crazy because it's going to come out.
Yeah, that you're not single. Yeah. Maybe they think that, because guys will lie about that and be like, well, we were going through a break. You know, everybody's like, I was going through a break.
Yeah, but it's like they're not really on a break with the other person. They're telling you that.
Yeah. That's why I never understand why girls get mad at other girls, because it's kind of like, you don't know.
Yeah. You, me and you have a real conversation, we gonna be like on the same page and be like, wow. This whole time, you know, and we really just sitting here mad at each other, like, for what?
Right. And it's not your fault.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I never get mad. Like, I feel like you never know what that man is telling her.
At all. And you could just guess, really. Yeah. You could guess.
Yeah, like, you know, I never get mad. Like, I mean, I don't think I would ever, like, even if I walk in on something, I'm not spazzing. And that happened to me before.
You walked in on something?
They wasn't, so, right.
I can't even believe it. What did you do?
So, and the craziest thing, it was planned. I was coming, you know, we was in Houston at this moment. Just moved to Houston. I came to Miami, picked up my son. He knew I was coming. It was a girl that I've been figured he was talking to this girl from when we was in Toronto. And it was a big thing. And he kept, no, I'm not talking. No, I'm not dealing with her. No, no. And at first, the girl wasn't really saying, like, she, you know, she's like, nah. I'm like, all right. Get to Houston with my son. Mind you, he begged me. He's like, bring, because at that relationship, my son was like 4 years old. So a lot of times, I don't bring my kids around situations until it's like, you know, solid, like, for that's real, my for man. Real. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, I can't. And I got boys.
Yeah.
So I don't do that. So he, you know, at that moment, we lived in Toronto. We moved to Houston. I still, he's like, so you're not going to bring, so you just never going to bring your son around. And William was four at that moment. And I was like, all right, cool. We'll come to Houston. So I get to Houston. And when I get to the front desk, it was weird because I could tell by the facial expressions of the people in the front desk, like,
oh, shit.
You know, so I was like, what's going on? They was like, oh, no, you good or whatever. So I guess when I was going upstairs, they must have called him. When I got upstairs, the elevator opened and she was right there.
With your son?
I was with my son.
That's so disrespectful.
I was with my son. So I told her, I was like, actually, give me a second.
Did you leave? What did you do?
No, I told her, don't leave. I was like, give me a second. Get back out the elevator, go in the house.
So she knew it.
He had a big place. So, you know, my son's, I didn't, you know, I couldn't react. Yeah, and regardless,
let him know.
Even if my son was there, I'm not going to react because it's not your fault. You don't owe me nothing. That's one thing women need to understand. The next chick,
but she also was getting out because she knew that you were coming. So she knew it was up.
So she was on her way
but
out.
But I don't know what he's telling her. I don't know if he's telling her, well, we're not together. Like,
but she also had to know you were on the way out.
She
got ready that
big ass groupie. So to her, it doesn't matter. You get what I'm saying?
She did know, though.
She knew what's up.
Yeah. But, and she
if
was
it was
happy.
Smart, he would have had her hide and then get out after you came in.
Exactly. Hi. So I get in there and I told him, I put my son up. I put, not up, but, you know, he had a really big place. So I just, you know, set him.
Yeah.
We all went outside and I had a conversation where I was like, all right, well, now he can't lie because we're both here. So whatever happens, I didn't fight her or any of that.
You were coming?
He knew, but I guess he didn't expect. I think she popped up. In Houston. Mm-hmm. She just happened to pop up, I guess.
And he let her in the house? That's
in the
crazy.
Place where he knew you was coming?
That was stupid.
Right. Why
he didn't be like, listen, that's if I tell you the stories about this guy.
Weird.
Like, so why did you stay so long?
Because I loved him. That was my first relationship after my son's dad.
Yeah.
And my son's dad was my first. He was my high school sweetheart. Mm. So that was like my, and it was like 2-3 years after that I met him, and that was my first. And he was way older than me. He was like 8-9 years. I was like, not even, I was 20. I had my son when I was 16 because he was 4. Mm-hmm. So I was like 20 years old. So, you know, I didn't know no better. And like he did so many things to me that to this day, and it's like I tell him, I feel like I'm getting over it, but I've been traumatized. Like my insecurities, I always felt like, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially in that industry that he was in and me being 20, having a baby at 16, that's always been like a self-esteem issue for me. Yeah. Like, I'm literally in the past 4 or 5 years getting better at it because, you know, as you get older, you see your friends, you know, but he traumatized me so bad. Yeah. And he knows it now. Oh, really bad. Like, chasing cars.
Oh my God.
You know, in Toronto, like, it was crazy. Like,
I'm already knowing. We all got them crazy
stories. And I loved him dearly. Every time, like, I felt like it was me doing something wrong or I wasn't good enough. Yeah. I didn't look great enough. I was like, is it because I have a baby?
Yeah.
You know, all these things. And the whole time, he was the one with the issue.
Right. Big issue.
Huge issue.
Yeah. We all done did some shit. I climbed in that window. So,
listen. It was like my straw was.
That was bad.
When he came home drunk after being gone for a week. Like, he used to go on a road for a week for work. came back, and instead of coming back home, he went out to the club.
Right.
And I was so over it. I showed up to the club, made him come home. So he got to the house.
How
and
you
I'm
showed up
snapping.
To the club?
I showed up by myself.
In your robe.
Right.
I
was
I showed up by myself.
Laura Morris, the DJ.
And I had to pop it.
And the robe and some slippers.
I
want to
know the DJ.
He was sitting there with like five chicks. They all looking like.
God.
Right. And then this is Toronto. One thing about Toronto.
Toronto's cool. I fuck with
them
Toronto.
Them groupies don't give a
Well, back then,
and they got fly
now.
Looking girls in Toronto too.
Listen, you know, I had a ring and everything. Like you had, you could be with your man. You got your ring. They know it. They still gonna walk up and.
I mean, that's everywhere, right?
Yeah, yeah,
I don't know. I don't experience that. Any, that was that one situation.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
And I was in that for like 7 years.
Like girls just be, you know.
That took my 20s. Like that, my 20s.
Yeah, that sounds like Miami.
Yeah, my well, it started. The relationship started
in Miami. Now
the relationship started in Miami. So
right,
it was crazy. But yeah, it was the most toxic situation that I've ever been.
Yeah, sounds toxic.
What about you? Have y'all ever lied and gotten caught?
Me lie, get caught?
Have you ever cheated? Have you ever lied? Got caught doing something?
I feel like I was in a situationship that like. I knew what he was doing, so I was doing me too type vibes. But we loved each other. It was real, but it was just like, we just gone. And yeah, I was lying about like whoever I was talking to.
Mm-hmm. Did you get caught?
I did. He was crazy though. Like he'd be like, oh, I know you're in the club with this guy right now. And I'm just
how
like,
how did he know?
He was just crazy. I was like, yo, how do you know this? Like he got tabs on me. I swear it was like that. So I was just like, damn.
Sometimes we mistake crazy for love too. Like when people do crazy.
It's like,
you're like, he loves me. He knows I'm in the club.
We like that crazy shit, do we? Or no?
I think until.
To an extent. Do we still? Yeah. Because like, what do we really want? Because it's just like,
I think you like it for a moment, but then as you
do
get
you
more
miss
mature.
It? Do you have a crazy relationship and then like move on and have like a normal one and be like
I miss the crazy
damn,
I had a normal relationship and then the crazy relationship made me appreciate normal shit
so you had a normal then crazy and then you was like oh, let me get back to normal.
I think I was in a normal relationship that I wanted so bad for it to be toxic, like I did everything I could.
You're like,
to
fight
make
for
it
me
toxic.
That's
like,
I'm leaving,
I wanna
chase
fight
me.
Yeah.
It was just a good normal guy. I'm like, why are you doing this?
Right.
I think I learned early on, like I made so many mistakes when I was younger and I'm thankful that I did because it helped me like know what to never do again.
Yeah.
You know, when I was younger,
every
like
time.
I fucked up a lot, like with the things that I was allowing and choosing and like, so I think by the time I got a little older, even I would say even like in my early 30s, I was like, never again. And I just like, even I probably give up on stuff like super too quick. You know, if I see anything, and I also will let you know.
Do you like it though? Like, do you feel like it's worth it? Like, it's just like, okay, I'm glad I gave up on that because I knew what it was.
I'm glad I went through it to know because I'd rather have gone through it so that I don't do it now. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll let you know too. Like, if we start, I'll be like, listen, I don't like anybody to ever raise their voice at me or yell at me.
Yeah.
If I ever feel like you might put your hands on me, even if you don't, but I feel like you might.
That's a
those are
that's
all
a
like
flag,
reasons for me
flag.
To never ever fuck with you again. But even like it's triggering for me. I don't let people yell at me at all. Like if we can, you can't call me a bitch. Like you can't do none of those things because I will really never ever talk. I know Stephanie, you like it. Like,
what?
I said, you can't call me a bitch. She said.
I agree with you. I don't.
Because
like,
you argue. I've seen you argue.
Yeah, I'll argue. But for me, when a guy is able to disrespect you enough to call you out your name, to call you a
call
bitch.
Call me out my name.
That's a song on the
number four. I'm the EP. My side.
You know, I just it's no good. Yeah, that's a red flag. Because
we've been through that. You know what I'm saying? And
like
once
that.
You do, you never ever, you know. So I would ask you, since you do have a song like that, what are some of your non-negotiables now?
Yeah, definitely like respect. Like even if it's like lying to me, I feel like that's disrespecting me. If you're gonna lie to me, that's disrespecting me because I'm being honest with you. So let's just be honest with each other. It's like, you know?
And especially and then, when you know.
When you know you're lying, I'm looking you in your face
so
like, bro.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, it's disrespectful because it's like, I don't lie. I'm really not a liar. I keep it a buck. And I'm just like, why are you lying when we not even, you know, like if it's that, like just be honest. So that, and of course calling me on my name and just being respectful. Like I don't know. I just really want someone that's just very, like, respectful.
Yeah.
Super sweet and just respectful. Like, cares about, like, if you find out I lied or if you find out I did this, like, you gonna feel some way. I'm gonna hurt you. I don't want to put her in that place. So it's like, let me respect her and, like, treat her that way. So...
Right, because people do make mistakes and you should be able to have conversations.
Yeah, because it's like, even if you came at me with honesty, I would respect that so much more and just be like, okay, let me, it's my choice now if I, you know, whatever, but just being honest, you know?
I feel like since I've, you know, gotten older and, you know, learned what I need from relationships and what I'm not going to accept, like, I now have boundaries that are deal breakers for me,
right?
You know, I can't lie, I'm a little more lonely. But right.
Being alone is way better than being in some fucked up shit.
You think you want it, and then you're just like, no.
Yeah,
it's
better. Be by myself.
You know those memes that be like, how I sleep at night.
No, right, exactly.
Yeah, that's
like a baby. Like a baby having some breast milk. Hello?
No, but that's some real shit, man. Yeah.
I was told I don't want a family because I was like, what? Why? I'm 38. What? I'm going to give you another 3 years to figure it out. If I'm leaving. Like,
no, I'd rather be alone. You have to be like, thank you for being honest with me because now I have the choice whether I want to deal with somebody.
I know what this man wants because there's men. Yeah, because there's men that want like a family, want marriage, want this and that. Whatever you want, like preference wise as a woman, you could find, you got to almost ask from the jump. Like,
yeah, have that conversation. Yeah.
Like I said, with set boundaries that I've set, I might find myself a little more lonely, but when I do step into relationships, I'm a lot more satisfied.
And a lot of times you have to clear the path so you're not just, as Brent Fayez would say, wasting time.
Blocking your blessings.
But a lot of times you just have to like clear the space so that you're not like cluttering up your energy and time with some bullshit.
Because
then you're not even allowing like a path for something real to come in.
This is like my first time in, because like I said, I had a child at 16, so you can, I was like a relationship person. Like this is my first time in my life that I've been single, and I'm not gonna lie, I've enjoyed, like, I'm learning so much about myself. I'm learning to love myself better and things like that. So
does that mean masturbate?
I masturbate like crazy. Okay.
Me too, girl.
It would be weird now.
It would be weird as fuck. You're
in
like,
the middle of the day.
I don't want to do this. I need somebody.
Listen, I'd be like, when my kids, why y'all home?
Right.
Oh, when they pop up out the blue, like, hey. Oh my God, I just had an idea. You should give us a song to masturbate to.
Yes.
Oh, I got some already.
We need some masturbation theme music.
I got
music.
Some.
What would that sound like?
Ooh, I got some. I'm going to press play on you guys. I got some.
That's
for sure.
Good.
Just like some sexy good vibes. I should make like a actual song where it's just like loving myself type. Like sexual.
Masturbation theme song. Like, hold on, put on that dance.
Like, I don't need nobody else but myself.
Yes.
Who had one back in the day? Sweet.
Which one?
Oh, another
song.
Yes.
Right. Oh, and then there was that song, I Touch Myself.
Oh, when I don't think about you, I touch myself.
We need a song like that.
Yeah, that's a whole vibe.
That's your lip service homework.
Okay, we need a 2022 masturbation theme song. Like,
I got it.
And then we could get you like some sex toy endorsements.
Right.
Flowers.
That'd be a good TikTok come.
Yeah.
So you do masturbate a lot.
Not a lot.
What's not a lot? Like, how often?
Almost like once, twice a week. Not a lot.
That's pretty good.
That's average. Yeah, I feel like busy. It's like I have my moment. I'm busy. Like,
You use your hands?
I have a toy, but that shit don't got a battery right now, so I'm just gonna, you know, do what I gotta do.
No, I swear. Like,
instead of buying batteries, I'm gonna...
Like, my vibrator recharges when the battery dies, even though the charge is like across the room.
I don't even know what my charger is.
I've been fucked up for like a month when I masturbated because I don't charge.
Okay, which toys do you guys have? Because y'all gotta put me on, because I don't. Like, no. I have that big white one with the little blue stripe. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. The wand, the big
wand. Yeah. The ball at the bottom.
That's a good one.
That's old school.
Wow. That's old school. Yeah. See,
that's
I don't
old school. That's a good one, though. That's a old, that's a classic. That's like a polo shirt.
I still have my rabbit. I got my traveling rabbit.
The little rose thing is good. I never used that.
I haven't tried
it. They sent the rose. They sent it to us.
Yeah. And I was so interested in it, and I can't lie. That's my go-to right now.
Yeah. I broke my rose.
Yeah, because it kind of sucks on me.
Jesus, snap that shit.
She said it's gone.
Jesus.
I break every toy.
What is going on?
If you can break a toy, you're gonna break a dick. Okay?
I burn them out. I kill the engine. They die.
Oh my God.
Every single one
and
of my
toys be like,
toys.
I can't keep up with
just
this.
Just don't
shit.
Turn on no more.
Oh my God. That episode of Sex in the City when Samantha was in the Bed Bath and Beyond.
She's like, no, girl, that'll burn your clip right off.
Yeah, I
was like,
lip service, Stephanie. You used to have this suction in the shower thing that you used to do.
Yeah, when I like dildos at that time, but I don't even like dildos.
Remember
now.
That? But she used to have this toy that was just suction.
It was you could like plug it into the into the bathroom
the
and it'd be on the wall.
You could
like
back
bounce
it up on the wall.
It. Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. Have you? Whatever, I'm gonna say it. So, in the shower, you know how you have the shower that you take off the thing?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You have
that's
different.
That's my first vibrator.
That's I was gonna say. That's how you first Before you buy your first toy, you in the shower for an extra 45 minutes.
Girl, okay. It turns into a mom. I'm like, wait a minute.
You,
like,
I'm squeaky clean.
You turn into high pressure.
No, that's funny you say squeaky clean, because after you finish that activity, you could actually like feel squeaky clean.
Yeah. 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 I clean the shit out of my vagina.
You pop it. And I like that the water has to be like a little bit warm. Like,
the right temperature.
I haven't done that
in a while.
Even playing with the temperatures is a little exciting.
It gets feeling like a mouth. Well, let me make sure in my guest bathroom door that shit don't come off.
That's what I was looking for it. I was like, damn. And I'm not gonna lie, when I come in town though, it's so funny. I'm like,
she always
I'm gonna
in my
be
house
here for
she
2 weeks. Right?
She be in the shower.
So I'm like, what is she doing in there?
She like gave, cause you know, get all type of toys. So there's this little travel one, right? It's like a little vibrator, a little bullet, but then it has a rubber rabbit that you could put on top of it.
Oh,
so fun. I had it with me, right? So my last trip, my bag was overweight. And you know how you have
you gotta empty it
yo,
out.
Yo, when I had such an attitude with that lady when she kept making me take stuff out, because when
they
I opened it, the little rabbit was right there, and the lady was looking like.
Mm-mm. What's up?
And I was like, "How you playing with yourself too?" Yeah. I'm more mad at this lady keep making me talk.
Right. I wouldn't even buy her. Like, what?
Go make me grab it. Put it on my carry on.
It was like, right there. I'm like, if you know what this is, I know what you be doing too. So what?
Nothing wrong with that though.
Love my
nothing
travel rabbit though. I ain't gonna play. Pleasure.
What about porn? Are you watching porn?
Here and there, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
I could watch like videos. I have.
Oh, you watch your own videos.
Oh, okay. Shit, Danny.
That's the best porn.
Actually, Danny Lay's a great porno name.
It really is.
Right? Danny Lay me down, baby.
Yes. Danny Laid.
That's so funny.
Danny Laid.
You saying that with the thought that came in my mind that the video you directed with Prince, when it was like, can't wait, and then you did like the different role plays, like in a kit, fixing the... I could see you videotaping yourself and having like a whole own production. Did you guys see the video?
Yes.
That Breakfast Can Wait with Prince? Yeah.
I could definitely see you.
Thank you.
Well, So you got tapes of yourself. It's in your phone?
Yeah. But I hope I never lose my phone. I know. It's really bad.
So what do you, like, what do you watch? What turns you on the most of yourself that you watch?
It's not even of myself. It's probably just like something with somebody.
Do they have, or is you only have the copy?
No, they
it's out
it.
There.
Oh man,
yeah, I know.
It's a good tape.
It's great.
Yeah, I can tell she.
It's safe.
Like, she did it.
She thinking about it.
No one wants to see it. But it's great.
You gonna watch it later, y'all.
That's a good
yeah,
good
watch
one.
It later.
We just
I got to send that
like,
one.
Damn, it's been a while since I watched that one. Let me run it back.
Yeah.
Are you hanging on the bathroom pole?
Like the bath, not the hanging the shower, from the shot, the not the meat special.
That was horrible.
Me.
So you don't delete stuff afterward? Like, or you keep it?
You got to keep the good ones, Ann.
So you keep stuff from like other, from the past?
I've never really done that super OD though with people. Because I'm a freaking, like, I'm an artist. Like, imagine some shit leaking. Like, I'm only going to do that with somebody I trust.
Do you use iCloud?
I do.
Oh, shit. It's over for you now.
The government got your video.
Oh, my God.
The government got your video.
Yeah, it's in the iCloud now.
Yeah, no,
I don't use iCloud.
One person. No,
I use it for my notes. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so that
I'm
can see
scared.
It from
you
whatever.
You don't want your video and pictures in the iCloud?
Well, not pictures. I keep...
That is scary.
Like, my notes and things like that. Yeah. But I've learned my ex's dad works for the government, for the IT department in the government. And he told me, he's like, if I would be you, I wouldn't use iCloud. I was like, ooh, that
means
you...
So you don't save your photos and videos on iCloud?
No.
The safe ones, maybe.
But, like, yeah, you like changing your phone, like, and upgrading it a
well,
lot?
Well, I save photos, but I don't... Well, I don't have... I haven't yet to find a man that I feel comfortable enough.
Yeah,
I do want to do a video
with
somebody.
Yeah.
You've
never done one ever?
Never.
I haven't either.
No?
Well, I'm more surprised at Laura.
No, I want to, but yeah, I just haven't had that.
You got to trust. Yeah.
I guess, do I have trust issues?
In your own phone? Probably. We all have trust issues.
Yeah. I just don't, I want to. I just, this one guy tried while I was giving him.
You said,
smack that phone on. I was like, yo, what you doing?
He's like,
they got to ask. You can't just do it.
I was like,
imagine you getting hit doggy style. You turn back and he got the camera.
And you already know I don't like to go.
Doggy style probably isn't bad because your face not really in it.
No, but that's
still, I don't know who you are. Your tattoos.
Yeah. That's how I know I haven't met my soulmate because I feel like I haven't met anyone that I really feel like I could do anything with you. You understand what I'm saying? And I cannot wait because I'm so ready to get the cum in my face. I'm ready
girl.
To like fuck from like
you don't have to come with your soulmate to get
she feels
your face.
This way. But like whoever makes me, I haven't had no one. And even though, because people are like, but you had kids, I'm like, yeah, I fall in love and all of that, and yeah, you know, the first couple of years, but I just, it's something inside of me that hasn't allowed me to open up and be super like open like that.
Yeah.
And then you know what it is?
Yeah.
I think it's because I have kids in the back of my mind.
Of course.
It's always like, if anything, I don't want William to see that.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, imagine.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what I think if I didn't have kids, I would feel more, you know, even though once you have it, they'll see it. But I have a boy and he's always been so like,
protective.
Even now, any picture I put up, Ma, take that down.
I gotta lie, her son, when he posts, I'd be like, what are you doing?
He can post some
crazy stuff.
Girl, no,
first of all,
he's
21.
Oh, he grown.
He had a whole argument in one of my comments with someone.
Dang. Don't worry, Valor probably.
Ready your comments too, Ma.
Right.
You tripping.
Aww,
yeah, but
that's
I can't wait. Where you at, soulmate? Or,
yeah.
You know.
It's how do you, okay.
What's the best way to find somebody nowadays?
Pray. You just gotta pray for it. God, just
let's
send
do a prayer
me.
Right now.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Let's do this.
Come on, everybody.
Okay.
We're gonna do Daddy Lance prayer.
Ready? Well, let me put in the mic. God, please just send us who we need, who our person is, Lord. And just our soulmate, Lord. We just want that. We need that. We deserve that, God. Please give it to us. Amen.
Amen.
See.
Lord, I need to bless it wide open.
Lord, like, I want to do anal. I want to get nothing on my face.
She want to swallow.
I want
it, man. She want to do it all, but she needs the right man before she can do any of it.
Thanks to Jesus. Yeah. I already know what to do. You got to hold it. You can't. I'm ready, man.
I'm ready to swallow.
Dear Lord,
it's a terrible prayer. But I mean, I feel like where you are right now, when you're single and you're enjoying it and you're learning yourself and loving yourself, I feel like that's a good step towards finding. And it's not that finding, because when you look for stuff, you never find it. You just have to work on yourself and be ready.
Go through
and in
the
moment, and when it happens, it happens, and you'll be ready. I feel like that's what happened to me.
That's exactly right.
I feel
like
the more I choose myself, the more I realize other humans are just not worth. They shouldn't be around me. They don't deserve.
Nah, you gotta
energy.
Treat yourself as like a very like you can't
like,
even
I'm
get in my
you,
presence.
I sit around like, and I hear stories and I watch the ID channel and you know women fall in love and they get killed and buried
oh my
in the
God,
backyard.
You took it to another
and I'm
level.
Just like, God, this is why you want me alone, because a man is gonna kill me.
Oh my God,
bury me in a backyard. So the more
I was just like thinking the worst. I appreciate this.
Thank you for
this
keeping me single moment. So I don't get put in the bed. All right, well, while we're doing these prayers, Danny Lay, if you could build the perfect man, right, what would that consist of to you? What are the components?
Definitely a family man, a hardworking man that's just wants to be a provider. Mm-hmm. I love me a fly guy. You gotta have swag, because I also know, like, when you buy me stuff, it's gonna be fly. Like, I feel like I love fashion and all that, so I want you to be able to go to a store and be like, oh, my baby gonna like this, and buy it for me. A sweet guy. Mm-hmm. You know, like, send me roses. I know it's like, I feel like flowers is overrated, but it also feels good.
I love flowers.
Like, right? Like, yeah. It's just cute. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you did that. That's cute. Yeah, I mean, those four, I feel like, and an attractive man, of course, like, just somebody mm-hmm. attractive.
And attractive is all relative, like, to, because everybody has a different idea of what attractive is.
Right, you're right. Looking at ugly boys, like, oh, he's so cute, but he's ugly.
No, for real, it's the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, somebody no, attractive yeah. might be somebody else's yuck, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I don't like a super pretty boy. I don't like a super pretty boy that's, like, all into himself. Like, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. He take longer to get ready than
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but
mm-hmm.
I do like a nice, pretty face, nice skin, nice features.
Good skin is important.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like, I like that.
That means you eat.
Good teeth
right.
are important. Exactly, good teeth, good breath, you smell good, you clean, like, I like all that.
What about a curve on
organized.
The dick? Does that matter?
To the honestly, to the
where does she come up with
so,
why she's is like, that I know.
She threw that in there so quick. But like, she had an answer.
Honestly, I had it once and it was just OD. I did not like it.
A OD curve?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Was it to the right, to the left, back?
I don't not remember. It wasn't even that deep.
I don't really like it curvy.
It wasn't deep.
No, that shit hurt. Like, I don't like
it. It can't be
like,
curvy.
Right,
a little.
I like straight.
I like, you could be straight or a little curve. Like, that's cool.
That's
but
really big, Stephanie, with the most. Way too.
It's like a salon model.
You like a curve?
I saw it. It was nice.
That's I'm okay with it.
You okay with it, or would you preference? No?
I don't really have a preference.
As what about you guys?
Yeah,
I'm okay as long as he hitting it right. Now you can be in there all crazy, baby.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
do y'all like a
you
big?
You gotta turn
dick.
To make that shit.
Are y'all like a good size?
Why did you just whisper that?
No, I'm talking about a perfect
like a nice size. Yeah,
a nice
yeah.
size. Not too big. I've like dealt with somebody that was too big, and that shit was not cool.
For me, the perfect man is.
Can you give us a reference?
A six pack,
girl.
For me, the perfect man is like a six pack, you know, muscles, good looking, a little rockhead.
A hoe.
You know, a little rockhead.
Sounds about right.
Smart, but a little dumb. Too.
Smart, but a little dumb.
Smart, but a little dumb.
You want a hoe?
A nice big day.
Just the hoe.
Right. No, and if he's a cheater, which that kind of man I described, this kind of
it's
cheater.
A hoe.
That sounds like the definition.
That sounds like him.
Oh, dear.
She looks like a hoe.
Yeah.
GPS on his car.
Where you
I'm putting
put
a tracker.
So wait, attracting. No, you're toxic, girl.
But that's my part. Like, I can't. Like, me and G were talking about this earlier. I like to be really attracted to my man's body. Like,
yeah.
I love an athletic body type.
Yeah, same.
You have know? You ever been with a guy who wasn't like that?
Yeah, when I was a kid. Listen, I have a story. All right. The first guy that I thought I was in love with, it was really just a young right. obsession. I was never in love with this guy.
Damn.
God, he listens to the show. He's going to know I'm talking about. He's going to feel so
he knows
excited.
It's him. Rocket.
But I got a surprise for him at the end of this conversation. So,
whatever. I was all crazy in love with him, right? So, whatever. After I had my son, you know, I met like the better version of him. You know, when we were kids, his body was all right. It wasn't hard, but it wasn't sloppy or anything. But my son's father, he's an athlete. Like, you know, like he was muscles all through his arms. And I met him when he was a little over, like gaining a little weight. But, you know, after we got together, we were fucking all the time. So he was sweating and
that's
his body went right back to,
you, got it back
you know, really
shape.
Gorgeous. So whatever, my son's
just
father and I had
right.
broke up. This is the first time me and my son's father broke up. And I went and I bumped into this guy from my childhood. And we had sex and he had gained a little weight.
And oh God, oh, I'll never shit. Forget this.
What happened?
This was so bad for me, guys. I've been traumatized ever since. This is why. If you go back on countless episodes of Lip Service, I'm always like six pack.
God. His titties are swinging in your face.
Listen, we were sweaty. Guys can't really control back shots, whatever. We were ending the sex. We were having sex, end of the session. And he was behind me. And after he came, he pulled his dick out. And I'll never forget, it was hot. And we weren't in an air-conditioned room. So the room was hot.
Sweaty.
And I remember he pulled his dick out of me. And I could feel his sweaty stomach slide off of my butt cheek.
Oh, well, that's a big stomach. Yeah, that's a stomach.
And you're like, why did I do this to myself? Where is my son's father?
Oh, my God.
I couldn't believe it. I was horrified. He went into the bathroom and I text my best friend like, oh my God, I can't wait to tell you what happened.
That's not gained a little bit of weight. That's gained a lot of weight.
He was
the
bigger.
Sweat all over your
is
butt.
Is he still big now?
I don't want to look at him and I don't want to. Honestly, though. That's a six pack. I'm going to tell you that.
You never told this story on Lip Service.
I never told him this story.
So he about to watch it and be like, yeah.
He's probably going to.
Yeah, he's definitely going to watch it. Yeah.
He's going to say his name.
Maybe you'll motivate him.
Yeah, he's going to get
him.
He's
watched.
Belly
washed. Like, I already beat him at life like 4 times.
Right.
You laughed him.
So Danny, like you said, you don't like a dick that's too big.
No.
So you had an experience with a guy who was too big, so you couldn't. Did that make you not like him anymore?
Yeah, I did. I actually like really liked him as a person, and like he was really cool. He was so cute. And then obviously we was talking for a minute, and then yeah, he was just too big, and I was like, I don't think it'll ever work because of that.
That's like a backhanded compliment.
Damn, yeah. Guys, you got it so bad.
Yeah.
Perfect package, but your package too big.
No, it's not perfect though. Nah. Yeah.
Wow.
And that's hard because, first of all, one thing you don't want to do is suck a big dick.
Oh like my that. God. I do.
No, it's too difficult.
With two hands.
Yeah, wait, I was going to say, let me see your hand.
Or like, what if he tries to like ram it in your, and then you're like, come on.
Mm-mm.
Like,
that's enough. That's not like
that. Catch his teeth.
Too big. Yeah, no.
Trying to be cute.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I haven't had too big. Like, my, you know, I've had too small.
Yeah.
You've never had a dick that was too big?
Not too big. And the ones that I have was big, like, there was very gentle, like, they made, like, they didn't
stick
it all the way in. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's this one that I got that we knew each other for over, like, 15 years. And he been wanted me back then, but I was like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I wasn't on that.
You finally gave in and it was too
man,
big.
We caught up again. And oh, my God, Jesus, that's the best sex I've ever had.
Ever.
Fire.
Ever. Like, it was amazing. I even smoked a joint while we were fucking that shit.
Yes, girl.
Great. Like, I couldn't believe I did that. You passed me the joint.
I don't mean to interrupt with a cannabis commercial, but smoking weed during sex is fire.
Yo, that was the best.
It's fire. Mm-hmm. I don't even like it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the type of person, I'm always, this is what one of the main reasons I said growing up with a bunch of guys, I was never a hoe, because I used to get high, smoke weed, and be like, oh, nobody touched me. So it's hard for me to get there when I'm high. But once I was forced to smoke in the middle of it,
somebody forced you to smoke in the middle.
Yeah, like, here, smoke this. And I'm like, I don't want to. And they're like, just light it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
We was already tipsy. So I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I think if I was in tipsy,
tingle. It wouldn't have been the same.
It makes it a little sprinkle.
What about some shrooms during sex?
Who?
Shrooms.
That would probably be nice.
I think that's good.
I haven't tried it. I don't. Or have
putting
I?
It down in the checklist.
I'm not sure. Because shrooms make you so happy.
I know.
Just sucking people to smile.
Mm-hmm. And then it also like, if you in a, you know, good mood, it just make everything feel like,
yeah.
I feel like you outside or something with drums playing.
Oh my God.
A different scenery.
You know what I want to try that I haven't? So I have never tried outside. Like, I've only been with Black American guys. I'm Dominican, but I haven't been with a Spanish guy. I haven't been with a European. Like, I would like to try.
You want some international dick?
My homegirl was just telling me last week, like, wait, girl, do you need a passport?
Your pussy need a passport.
Y'all ever been with a white boy?
I've never been.
You been with a white boy? Mm-hmm. You
never.
You.
Not me, but
you?
I think I could be with, like, I don't know. I don't want to X anybody out. I don't want to have any racist vibes to my sexuality.
Right.
Because you never know. An Asian guy might be my
put
soulmate.
Put that thing on you.
You know? Yeah. It might be one of Angela's cousins.
I let them know.
I don't want to say anybody.
Yeah.
But I feel like I could be with like a hip white boy. Like a real, like a white boy that is like, he has like nice sneakers.
Right, like a little cool white boy.
Right. He got a swag.
Like, I don't remember
six pack.
Gotta have a six pack.
I've been with a white guy before. My boyfriend, right now, my boyfriend is Indian. He's Punjabi.
Oh, okay.
And it's very different.
Yeah. Like how?
His sensuality and his passion and his touch is just very different than anybody else.
And would you have ever pissed at? Like, thought, oh, I'm going to be with a Punjabi guy. That's what I want.
What a that's cute.
Yeah,
I watched 90 Day Fiance, so you know.
I seen a couple episodes of different ones. It's so funny.
I really love it. So Angela is the reason why I'm obsessed with 90
that
Day.
Show.
I have a kid. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
The only time I watch it, it was when I'm with Angela.
Me and she was just talking about how up to date we are. We're like, we're waiting for the next episode.
That's funny.
I'm not even up to date, but when I took my braids out, I was definitely sitting there watching 90 Day Fiance.
Right, I mean the show.
She's like, you know what?
Since you brought that up, there was this one. All right, so there's this one couple. I don't know if you know them, but the girl is Trini.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he's black.
Right. Yes, I know.
And when he brought her to the United States.
She follows me on Instagram. I love
she
her.
She does. We gotta get it on you.
We should. Yes.
So anyway, this is what's crazy. I want to know what y'all think about this. So when she moved from Trinidad, he took her to his childhood home. He has money, but he tried to act like he didn't. So he took her to the childhood home that was like falling apart. The roof was fucked up.
Talk about this.
Yeah. And he really tricked her, right? The first day when she came into thinking that he didn't really have money like that, because he was like, I want to see if she's with me just for my money.
Yeah, he
and
put I her thought in that his was fucked childhood
up.
Home.
I think it was fucked up too.
Right? It's fucked up for him to feel that way.
Or for him to do that to her. Like, she's leaving where she's from.
Exactly. She's leaving everything behind, and you're going to bring her to this country to think, even for a second, that she's going to have to struggle.
Because she also can't work, because, you know,
he made it seem like she was about to have to struggle.
His childhood home. There's like,
but she was down.
And there's like roaches and shit.
It wasn't roaches, but
the roof was fucked up.
The roof was fucked up.
It was a lot.
But here's the thing. He what confused me is he kept trying to say, I want to make sure she's not with me for what I have, right?
Yeah.
But also in the same token, he's saying, every time I talk to her on FaceTime, I talk with a white wall behind me and she hasn't seen any of what I have. So what makes you think that she wants this white wall if that's all you're showing her?
Well, you know what? She was like, you showed up with a Louis Vuitton bag, mm-hmm. you had a nice watch. Mm-hmm. So in her head, she's assuming that he's well enough. But I also feel like, well, what does he want her for? Because he don't know nothing about her. So he's probably judging her based off her looks. Mm-hmm. So what if she showed up looking all, you know, busted?
Because she's a beautiful girl. And
she's beautiful.
In Trinidad,
so
she has her own yoga business.
Yeah.
She's well established. She's never been married, doesn't have any kids. She's educated, you know, and she's leaving everything
good family.
She has and that she created in Trinidad to come be with you. And you think that she only wants your money?
Right.
Like even right now, they're fighting over the prenup situation. And it's just like,
them too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn.
Like that was the first episode.
Oh, they ended up getting married.
They did get married.
We didn't get up to that yet.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Oh, no, I don't know.
I'm watching the show. No,
for a prenup.
In the current episode, he wants to give her a prenup, and she's like, I don't want the prenup.
No, he literally just gave her the hard copy.
Yeah, she gave it to her lawyer, and the lawyer's like, it's all one sided. There's some things you need to figure out. So right now, their dilemma is, do we sign this prenup so we can get married? But
no, and this is another thing that we should talk about. She said she would sign the prenup if he agrees to start her business off and it's completely hers.
Yeah, as it should
be. And I think that's fair.
I think so too.
I think that's
fair. Real life.
But let me ask you this. So how important is money when it comes to you to be with somebody? Because he was like, if I have nothing, I wanted to know that she cares. But I also feel like, you know, as you get older, you don't want to be with somebody who doesn't have it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. In your 30s, you know, you don't want to have been a person who worked hard for their selves and then to come into somebody else's struggle in their midlife.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
So what do you think about that? Like, you think you could be with somebody who doesn't really have it like that?
I don't know. I just feel like you said, like, I've just worked so hard to, like, be where I'm at. So it's like, it would just be nice to have someone add to everything. I'm not looking for someone to take care of me, because I'm just used to take care of myself, so it is what it is. But as long as we on the same page and we both like living the same type of lifestyle. That's what I would prefer.
That's how I feel. Like, I don't mind. Yeah. I pay my bills. I'm not looking for a man to pay my bills. Yeah,
and if that's what happens, like, okay, thank you, God, for blessing me.
Now, I'm not going to say I won't.
Yeah. Like, okay,
my bills,
but I'm not looking for that. It would be crazy because women get that, but
I'm not going to be with somebody who lives in their mother's house when I'm paying XYZ amount of money to live in my townhouse.
No, I would never.
At least be able to add value to my situation.
Do you see anybody posting that TD Jakes speech about, he was talking about how women are like ruining things because they're being too like, I don't need a man for anything. Right. I could take care of myself. Did you see that? What do you think about that?
I think that we are in a new day and age. You know, everything changes, life changes, and things grow and evolve. And I think we are in a day and age where women are growing and evolving into their own. We have our own money. There's no longer the man is the provider and the woman is the housewife, or the man goes out and makes the money and the woman just depends on him. No, we are out here making our own money and doing our own thing. So it's not that we don't need a man because we got our own. It's that we don't need you for what you got. Because we have our own. We don't need you to take care of us anymore.
Yeah, like
we want the help. We'll take the help. Yeah. But we're not out here looking for a man to sustain our lifestyles or to take care of our children that ain't his or whatever the case, because we got it now. Because
no matter what, it takes a lot of trust for you to trust a man enough to allow him to do certain things for you too, to feel like, because a lot of times you feel like you do have to like hold it down on your own, take care of yourself. And that's
what about when he doesn't want you? What are you supposed to do?
Right.
And I feel like, here's the thing. That sounds like an insecurity. A man saying, oh, by women being independent, saying that they don't need a man is they're ruining it for the woman or whatever he was saying. Because just because I pay my bills and I don't need someone financially doesn't mean I don't need you. Mm-hmm, right. I might need you other ways. I need you for love.
To eat this pussy.
Just because your woman is doing everything for herself, does it? You can't think, oh, she doesn't need me anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds like
I've been
insecurity.
Independent since the age of 16.
Right.
And I'm not going to sit here and act like I got a whole bunch of money because I don't. I'm working really hard. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's just with or without a man, I'm gonna have a roof over my head. Period. My kids are gonna eat. I'm gonna eat. We're gonna be good. You have to add something. You have to add knowledge. You have to, you know, it doesn't have to be, but I would like someone, like I would want someone who is financially stable and already got their stuff, because I'm learning. It helps. You know what I'm saying? Like whatever energy you're on, that's what you're gonna be on. Mm-hmm. So if you out here getting it and you're not, I like, don't give me just gives bags. Give me something else. Like, yo, I see you working towards this business.
Right.
Here's this front for this business. Like, that's to me more than, you know what I'm saying? And even if it's a guy who doesn't have six figures or whatever, and he's still pouring into me, like you could have, you could be making $100,000 a year, and out of what you make, and you're like, you know what? Here's this $5,000 for whatever it is to it, because you want to see me grow and we gonna grow together. Yeah, and vice versa. I mean,
for me, just paying
attention. Like personality and just the person. I rather a good person who genuinely cares about me, my well-being, my you know what I'm saying? And I guess it's different. My perspective comes
for
from
me,
being a
I
mother.
Just,
like, different. You know what I'm saying? I look for other things.
I want a guy to respect how I handle my business. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not really anything you could do to get in business with me. Just, you know, support me.
Right.
When I'm on my, when I'm working.
Mentally,
support
physically.
Me.
You know,
don't stress me out the day before I gotta go into the studio.
Right. Or you know, I gotta be on camera. Like, give me a couple bits.
Give
me a little
mentally, physically, emotionally. Like, I already have some ideas for you to make some extra cash.
Oh,
okay. Put them toes on OnlyFans.
Oh my God.
You can make $1 million.
It's been a thing to be on OnlyFans, but I just feel like.
But your toes,
they
okay?
Are
because
you like
I
my
saw,
toes?
You posted it on Instagram.
You was like,
your pedicure.
You like my picture or something?
But I know, I already know how these guys are. Yeah. And I know you put them toes up.
You're
going to
make $1 million.
Be honest.
Them toes will make you $1 million on your first
did
set.
Did you get a lot of messages about your toes?
I didn't look at my DMs. I haven't looked at my DMs.
Let's see.
Since I posted. Let's see. Where's my phone?
Let's see. Show them.
They're going to be like extra content.
Right. Link, let me see. Hold on.
Because people be doing just they toes on OnlyFans. Yes.
That's so
cool. You have the following.
It's a real thing. Open the account and just play around and put one post of your feet just alone, you'll probably make at least like $1 million. And
$1 million?
Can I do like this?
That's nothing to scoff at.
You will make $1 million. You will make $1 million off one Instagram post.
Yeah.
Just because they go. Now, I'm going to tell you, we both have OnlyFans, right? And what they think OnlyFans is. Yeah. Is they think they're going to see
and
your ovaries.
When you first open the your account, ovaries. That everybody is so interested
and you just showing your toes.
I just want to say, she is scrolling through. She got
I got so many DMs. Like, I just posted so much since then. So it's like hard to find.
Just look up the toe one.
Yeah, you know, you could look up that one post
and just see. Well, no, just that one post you did and see what's under it and see how many hearts it got.
Oh, in the comments.
In the stories, yeah.
Oh, that was a story?
Okay, so I mean, how do I? I can't look at DMs, though.
She don't know.
You can go to one of, so like you see how they like go right here and go to their DM.
I see a lot of blue DM checks.
A whole lot.
No,
I'm kidding. I'm not even looking at
that. I'm showing you a trick, right? Go right here. I'm not gonna look at your shit. Put toes.
Oh, what no. toes? Why would you
can search like a conversation?
I'm thinking
no,
I'm
she
on the
gotta
text
look
at
yeah, like,
what are you doing?
What are you
she
gotta
look
about?
At she gotta look at her story that she posted and look
yeah,
under the story.
Yeah, but you can't look at like messages from the story.
Yeah, my bad. You're right. Then,
but you can just see how many people looked at it and left on and left yeah. hearts. I bet you got a ton.
That's what I just went
I'm just trying to help here. Okay, look we got the masturbation song. We got the Tony fans.
Angela like my toes.
She got
you. You do have really nice toes.
Shout out to my pedicure girl. She did a really good job, honestly.
Yeah, they are cute. They look really good.
She in New York, so y'all should follow her.
Listen, in Brooklyn, right? You was in
Brooklyn?
Yeah,
I just posted. I was like, I need a pedicure tonight. And she pulled up on me.
Just for the hype of them thinking that they're going to see everything. They're going to subscribe.
Just
and you have the you have the star power that just one post of your toes, I promise you're going to make $1 million. I'm not even exaggerating.
Easy. But not if your dick is too big. Don't
I'm not even exaggerating.
DMs.
And
not
you don't even got to say anything. Just say link in bio one time. Leave it. Leave
make
it.
Make a subscription.
Put it on
honestly,
make
I'm
make
about
a subscription
to
like $19.99.
I'm going to see and I'm going to text all of you guys.
Make a subscription like $19.99 and I'm telling you they all going to sign up.
Residual check. Then after the easy M, you're gonna probably like get like $20,000 to $80,000 not posting anything.
Mm-hmm.
A month just for free.
Well, listen, I hope you had a good time with that.
It was so good. I'm so glad to talk to like women and just
and the
like
EP is
a vibe.
Out. But let me ask you this, right? So
my side.
Listen, and you have a song called The Same. So, you know, all these guys are the same.
All these
do you still
do
feel
same.
Like that?
I mean, I have not even giving another man a chance, so it's just like it is what it is. Yeah,
what's it gonna take?
I don't know. You gotta come with it. Like you gotta come all the way to
I feel you.
To for me to even come outside and do a date with you. Like mm-hmm. you know what I mean. You gotta effort.
What's an ideal date?
I mean, you could take me to like a dope, like really cool restaurant, like. It'd be private, like mm-hmm. just to really get to know me at first, because I'm not with that whole like.
Yeah,
catching me outside with a man. I'm not trying to even be outside like that. So maybe just like a private little restaurant and just
you
conversation.
Need,
that's
I feel
where it
like
all starts.
They should pick you up in the jet.
Okay.
Go
she got to get to a whole other level.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what I need.
You walk the dock, dinner on the yacht, no paparazzi anywhere, flowers, everything nice, champagne.
Aww.
Then drive back to the dock. Plane wait and go back home.
No, that's too great.
Our
first date.
I mean, no, I would be no, so
that's
impressed.
That's my favorite date. And one time, you know this happens
that's
to me.
That's my favorite date.
Be careful, you'll end up with the Tinder swindler. What's his name?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Does it matter to you? What if he has fake abs?
That's weird. Fake abs is like makeup and shit, right?
No,
like,
they get lipo. They get lipo and they do the ab etching with the lipo.
I mean, if it looks real, it's all
good.
Yeah,
right.
It's all good.
We're not gonna body shame.
We do it. Like we take care. Like I'm totally with if a man feel like See, the guy
with that stomach. No, because just like a woman, a man, some men are just not born naturally with an athletic body.
What if he has a lace front?
So they cut. That's a lot.
Come on now.
Like, what if you're a man that's in the gym all the time and you the muscles are right.
It's just not happening.
You know, under the abs, you know, first you got to get rid of the fat to catch the abs.
So you suck the fat out with the lipo. And
what if he has a fake beard like our producer, Dan?
Dan came in here looking like a lumberjack today. I was like, there's no way he just grew a beard in 2 days.
Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, man, they be growing on. But right.
He's gonna kill us all.
But Danielle, thank you so much. My side is out now. We had so much fun with you, honestly.
Yes. Me too.
And we appreciate you for coming through. This was like a great conversation.
It was.
But pick up this album.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, love the song that's dedicated to Velour.
Thank you.
I was just about to say that. I was looking at your highlights, and my favorite highlight
is my boo.
Because you know what's so crazy? Like looking through it, and of course, your life has been, you know what I'm saying? All of that, like looking at that shows the growth, how happy she makes you. It like you seem at peace when you're with her. Mm-hmm. You play with her so much. And I feel like that's what you're hanging on to get the energy to be where you're at and like keep that going.
Thank you.
Because at the end of the day, them babies are blessings that we ain't even imagine.
We didn't even expect or like, they change you. It's crazy.
I feel like life totally changes after you give birth. Even when you're pregnant, you don't even realize. It's like, after the baby's there, it's like, oh my God, I brought this human into the planet. Now I gotta make the planet a little better.
Yeah, let me change myself and really become,
And I can imagine what a girl
just too. Yeah, but with a girl. That's why God gave me a girl.
Yeah,
like, okay.
Absolutely.
And Lord, gives you. Next babies is on your face. Remember that, okay?
Right, because baby, I ain't popping nothing out. So God, I'm so sick of you guys with no kids all on me. Like, can I get a man with a kid?
You want a kid? God. You want a man with a kid?
The thing is,
it's good.
I attract a lot. You know, I'm out of 8, but I really look, you know, 23, 24,
you really
25.
Do. You really do.
So they get it. And then they the most brolic. It's like, so?
Yeah.
I'm like, but don't you want kids? So?
Yeah.
Don't worry. It's going to be different with me when you have a kid. Trust. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's what they said.
She said, right.
Right. I stick with my two boys, but I would love a girl if, you know,
you
and not
boys.
About for me. Yeah. You know, I got boys.
Yeah, so. You need a little mini you. That's my little
I don't know about mini me. I'm going to definitely try. But I mean,
I want the daughter too. I'm like, damn, who am I going to give all these purses
to? You know
what
I do.
Yeah.
But now
it's
I'm
cute having
like,
a girl because you could dress her up and all that. I want a boy though too, for sure.
And all your purses, like my baby's first Birkin at 16.
Well, guys wear purses now too. So
My son is not wearing a purse.
No, my son is not wearing a purse.
Not even a mammy.
If my son wanted to wear a purse, I would be okay.
He'll get a cool little bag or something.
But yeah, He's so manly. He won't even use a pink pen.
So if you have a guy, nice abs,
that's for girls.
Everything, and he has a man purse, you're not gonna be attracted to him.
No, I'll buy him a purse. I'll be like, babe, can we switch?
No, you're talking about a man purse. Yeah. I'm saying a man. You know everything you want.
My abs,
six packs, everything, and he show up with a Prada man purse.
I love it. I love a guy.
What's
with
wrong with
style
a man purse? Where are they supposed to put their stuff?
I don't mind a man purse at all. I love it. That's the new style.
Okay, I thought you guys were saying
no. And I'm telling you, when you go in the shop, they got a whole section of man purses.
No, guys have needed purses for a long time, so I'm glad.
They need something to hold on.
The jeans got tighter and the purse got bigger.
The jeans
are smaller.
Wait, but they've been a DM with the jeans just a little.
Not because
he can't have that many purse you had earlier, Danielle.
No.
It's like this big.
I'm sorry, my son will get himself a little man purse when he gets to the age where he can want
exactly.
it. Like,
I feel
I'm not about to buy him
like
one.
I feel like 16 and up.
Yeah, like he don't buy it for himself.
But imagine having a little toddler running around with a man purse. Little toddler with a little Louis Vuitton Speedy.
Remember when guys in the hood used to carry the Crown Royal bags?
The Crown
Guys in the hood used to carry Crown Royal bags. And they used to carry duster bags with all they weed and they blunts and they money and their phones and shit. And now they got messenger bags and little book bags and little fannies and stuff. And it's cool. Mm-hmm. It's a step above the Crown Royal, those little purple.
Man purse, or you said another word?
Merce.
Merce.
Yeah, like man purse.
I've never heard that term.
Yeah, it's a merce.
Merce.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, lip service. Dani Lay, thank you so much, girl. Yes.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks.